All right, hello. This is Isaiah Basinger, and welcome to my podcast, The Crusaders of Jerusalem. This is going to be a short little segment on me explaining some facts and opinions of the Templar Knights. So yeah, hope you enjoy it.
A lot of people right now would probably be wondering to themselves, did the Templars actually exist? Well, a lot of people think that the Templars were made up because of all of the things that they did. And they don't believe that, oh, well, they fought against the Muslims. Oh, they don't believe that they went on great conquest. They don't believe that they started, that they were part of the Crusades. I, for myself, believe that they existed because of different artifacts that we've dug up and different encryptions. All right. Like I said before, what was the Holy Grail? A lot of the Christian religion believe it was the glass that God drank from, but in all actuality, we don't really have any like stone solid evidence that the Holy Grail even existed. We don't know even what it was. We don't have any idea of what it looked like, only from pictures, but we've never really seen it in real life. So it's really an opinion of what you believe in. Now, you may be wondering, what is Jerusalem? Jerusalem is the holy capital of Israel that the Templars held up in and fought to protect. Jerusalem was stolen by the Muslims, and that led to the Crusades of trying to get them back by defeating the Muslims. The Templars failed almost every crusade. One of the main things that the Templars would fight for was the Holy Grail. The Holy Grail was supposedly the glass that God drank out of, and the Templars were very, very determined to protect God's gifts, being the Holy Grail, Jerusalem, and just the people that were coming to praise God in Jerusalem. All right, Templars would never surrender because they were fighting for God, and they believed that it would be disgraceful to surrender up your right to believe in God. So they would fight constantly just to prove their worthiness and their belief of God to pursue God's will. They only surrendered once, but I'll get to that later.
All right, I'm here with Mrs. Dill. Say hi.
Hello.
So she's going to be asking me a couple questions about the Templar Knights, and I'll be giving the best answer I possibly can. So why don't we just jump right into it?
Sounds good, Isaiah. Who are the Templars?
The Templars are a League of Knights, and what they would fight for is they were fighting for God, because they had God on their side, and they believed that with God on their side, they could never lose a battle. Then the Crusades started to come in, and then they started losing all of those battles. I believe they only won, like, two Crusades. And the Templars were there basically to defend Jerusalem and the Holy Grail.
Who are they defending Jerusalem from?
There were Muslims and Syrians coming to steal Jerusalem for basically what's going on with the Muslims. They have all of the gods on their side other than just one singular god. So they believed with the more power in God and other gods, they would be a lot more powerful.
Interesting. Thank you. So what were the Templars' goals?
Their goals were to acquire the Holy Grail. Their goals were to defend the Holy Grail and defend basically all of God's gifts. But one of their main goals were to stop a lot of the killing and massacre of the travelers that were going to pray at Jerusalem. So yes, that was a lot of their main goals. They also used bank systems, and that was another one of their goals. They basically invented the banking system because it was a really easy way to get money and income. So yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that. So how did the Templars fall?
Basically, what happened with the Templars, there was a man named Pope Clement. And Pope Clement he was fighting the Templars for a really long time. And he was working on getting a lot of dirt on them. And he finally got a lot of dirt. And some of this dirt is true, some of it is false, but he ended up getting the police people at the time to arrest the Templars, and then they started executing the Templars. Yeah, it wasn't a very pretty thing for people. A lot of people lost their gift in, like, enjoying the Templar being there. A couple of the Templars went to underground organizations at the very end of it, but then they all started leading off because they had nothing to do.
How would you identify someone who was a Templar?
Well, they wore around wearing overcoats and helmets, and the overcoats had a red cross down the center, and it was a white coat. You could also tell by the chainmail that they had around here.
What is chainmail, Isaiah?
Chainmail is a type of armor that is made from little circular chains, easy to stop from swords slashing into your chest. But they're not the most effective against stabbing, because what would happen is if the sword head or the javelin tip was small enough, it could hit you and lacerate your skin.
Oh, wow. So the Templars wore chainmail. How else could you identify a Templar?
By their helmet. Their helmet was a gray helmet, depending if these are just normal soldiers. Yes, their helmet was gray, and it had a yellow cross down the middle to show its face and everything. And another way that you could know it was them was by the flags that they would carry. And these flags were basically another cross, another red cross, on some white tarp. So.
Very interesting. Well, thank you so much for sharing such informative ideas and information about the Templars. I learned a lot from you today.
Yeah, no problem. All right, thank you for being on my show.
Thank you.
All right, have a nice day.
Thank you. That was really fun.
Thank you for listening to my podcast. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you learned a little bit about the Knights Templar. Thank you.